Jeff, you ready?
Freedom's on my district.
We're going to call to order the House Committee on Public Employee Retirement System. And we'd like to welcome you all again today. We have two new members. One is an old new member, and the other one is a new member.
We're a growing family.
Sitting down on the end, Representative Tom Butler, who served on the House Interim Special Task Force on First Sustainability and Accountability, and was a great help, has joined the committee. So welcome, Tom. Do you have any comments you'd like to make?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to make this announcement that I'm going to wear my beef, it's what's for dinner hat, because I represent more cows in Eastern Oregon than I represent constituents out there, and until we can address some of the concerns that we've got for my Eastern Oregon constituents, I guess I'm just going to wear this hat all the time. How's that?
It looks beautiful.
Thank you very much.
And then we have Representative Barker, who's a new member, and we welcome him. Representative Barker, do you have any comments you'd like to make?
I ask originally to be assigned to this committee. I'm glad to be here. Looking forward to working with everybody. And I think the tone that's already been set is remarkable that we're getting things done, and I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, and we're going to try to maintain that tone, and would encourage everybody to keep the rhetoric down to a bare minimum at all possible. The first agenda item up we have today is introducing another LC. This is one of many. You should have had it in your packet. Is that right, Kara?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is at their spot. We just got it.
Okay. We just got it back. It's the partitioning bill. So it's just one of many bills, and I would entertain a motion at this time to introduce that as a committee bill.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Brown.
I move that LC 1666 be introduced as a committee bill.
Is there any discussion? Representative Brown has introduced LC 1666 as a committee bill. Is there any discussion? See no discussion. Is there any objection? See no objection. So ordered. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 2005. Colleagues and new members of the committee, we had some discussions the last couple of meetings regarding the PERS board membership. This bill would change the retirement board from 12 members to 5. It would include one public member and one member from public employers. Three members from the general public who had significant experience in pension and investment matters. And we have an amendment that's in your packet. It is a -6. And Kara, did you want to
the amendment? Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, sort of a cumulative amendment for lots of other versions before. Basically, this sets out the five-member board, a person that's in an employer position that's on the first page in subsection 2 in line 7. Line 12 is where the public employee appears, and then line 17 is where the three sort of pension management experience folks are. And lines 22 to 24, Representative McPherson can speak to because that is the language he requested. Skipping through to the probably the new part of the amendment is on page 2 in the new subsection 3. This is the Oregon Investment and Council statute, and just making sure that the member of the PERS board that is on the OIC is one of the folks that meets the pension management experience criteria from the PERS board.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair, would you like me to explain the reasons for the addition of 20 to 24?
You bet. Representative McPherson, I think that would be a great idea.
The purpose of subsection 5 on lines 22 to 24 is to clarify something that should be understood anyway, but I think it's not a bad idea to have it stated explicitly in the statutes, which is that all the members of the board owe the same fiduciary duty, despite the fact that they are required to have certain qualifications or certain background, and that's to avoid any implication from those qualifications that they are there on behalf of a particular constituency, that in fact they owe the same duty, which is the duty to deliver the benefits that are owed by the system for the benefit of those members.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee on that amendment? I believe that the -6 was a compilation of all the other amendments that we had accumulated along the ways. Does anybody have questions about the entire amendment?
Mr. Chair,
Representative Brown.
All the members of the board then will be voting members then under dash six?
That is correct. Five voting members, one public employee, essentially representative, one employer representative, and three with management experience in pension management or investing, along with Representative McPherson's statement in there, which I think is good. Additions to this were actually one add back was U.S. citizenship and residency in the state for 2 years, which was eliminated in the original bill unintentionally, and also an age requirement that there wasn't in the original statute that I thought for safeguard purposes only, not that it ever happened, but we put in a age 21. Is anyone in the room who wanted to testify on this bill that didn't get a chance to earlier? Nope? Okay. Thank you. If there are no other questions, I would entertain a motion to move the dash six amendments into House Bill 2005.
I so move, Mr. Chair.
Representative Brown has moved the dash six amendments to House Bill 2005. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing no objections, so ordered. Representative Brown. Would you like to move the bill?
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 2005 with dash six amendments be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Brown has moved the House Bill 2005 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Nolan.
Mr. Chair, I'd like the record to show that I'm declaring a potential conflict of interest on this bill.
The record will be noted. Any other discussion? Representative Butler.
Mr. Chair, I just would like to understand why Section 3 is necessary in light of the changes. If you could make that part of the record, why the Oregon Investment Council language is included here. As it relates to the member who serves on the Public Employee Retirement Board there.
We want to make sure that the language was the same in the Oregon Investment Council statute as it was in this particular statute, and that member came from the three who have pension experience as opposed to the two who would essentially be representing a constituency, and that's the reason for adding that language to this particular bill.
And a follow-up question, Mr. Chair.
Follow-up.
I just the duties of a fiduciary are very, very complex. I wonder if we could have Mr. Representative Person maybe just respond to the additional duties that are taken on as a fiduciary when a member acts in that capacity, when a board member acts in that capacity.
Representative Person, would you care to take a gander at that question?
Well, both functions that are serving on the OIC and on the PERS board involve fiduciary duties, but the duties are somewhat different for each because the OIC handles oversight of the investment management program for the PERS fund and other, I believe, other state funds as well, whereas the PERS board members are charged with the responsibility for overseeing the delivery of benefits that are promised under the statute. And it's not an investment management perspective, despite the fact that we're asking for investment management as a qualification for membership, which I think is in order to assure that they come at their work with a perspective that wouldn't be influenced by membership in the system or some connection to benefits under the system. But I see them as being parallel fiduciary duties that work in tandem.
Thank you.
Other questions or discussion before we take it to a vote? No? Colleagues, I'd just like to indicate that I think this is an important bill. It doesn't have a fiscal impact, negative or positive. If it did have one, it would likely be positive in that we're lowering the number of board members, therefore lowering the per diem and expenses, but it would be of such a nominal matter that it wouldn't show up in a fiscal. Therefore, it does not have a fiscal. But the reason I think this is important, I think it sends a strong message that we're interested in some new blood. The governor has clearly indicated he wants a new PERS board and I think he indicated he wasn't going to reappoint the 9 members whose terms have expired, and so there's 3 left who would still be on the board, and one of those I know has substantial pension and management fund experience. So I think there'll be some continuity, and I know that the governor would like to get to those appointments as soon as possible, so I think we ought to work our way through this process as prudently as we can, but as diligently as we can. And I would encourage an aye vote. And with that, clerk will call the roll.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative
Brown?
Aye.
Representative Butler?
Aye.
Representative
Kavori?
Aye.
Representative
Smith?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Aye.
Representative Richardson?
Aye.
Representative
Scott?
Aye.
Having received the required number of votes, House Bill 2005 is declared passed and sent to the House floor. And is there a volunteer carrier? Or I'd be happy to carry if no one wishes to do so. Since this was sort of my idea. On behalf
of Mr. Chair, I'd be
Representative McPherson. Chair. Would you like to carry the bill?
Okay.
We'll make McPherson a carrier of the bill. And with that, we will close the work session on House Bill 2005. Do we have some action? You guys are going to make this a real short committee meeting. Is there anybody who wishes to testify on the mortality table bill, House Bill 2004? I'm going to open a public hearing just so, because we had put it on the agenda that we would do that. We have some folks who couldn't come today who wanted to testify, and so I do want to hold this bill over to make sure that they have the opportunity to do that. So we're going to try to do that on next Tuesday. And make sure that they have the opportunity to do that and lay out the different plans. This is clearly a much more complicated bill than some of the other ones that we've dealt with. So, but I don't want to delay the committee either. So if we don't have anybody who wishes to testify today, I'm happy to end the public hearing on House Bill 2004. And I don't think we had anything else on our agenda because I expected a little bit of testimony today. So if not, you guys are going to have a little bit of time to work this afternoon and study more about mortality tables and mortality issues. Anybody else wishing to testify? Seeing no one else wishing to testify, we're going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2004. And is there anything else for the good of the committee for today? No? All right. We will adjourn committee.
Glad I made it for the vote.
Yes.